in quantity models, but they are higher points and more value, they're not going to be getting those rank bonuses like they used to. Instead, you might get, say, an army like Skaven, or Orcs and Goblins, or even, you know, the Empire, for example. They will be able to muster enough troops to get 5 models wide. There is a downside to this. In order to have enough models to soak up damage and maintain rank bonus and still be fully equipped as one would normal, you're going to be spending a lot more points. So you definitely have to take a look at that, look in your army books, and see what that says for points. And speaking of army books, I'm just going to diverge a little bit and say that what you have in your army books right now won't necessarily be the same because new army books are coming out. And I don't want to get into any more of that right at this moment because I do want to finish up the close combat information. But we do have information as to the order of what the new army books will be and when they will be coming out. Of course, Games Workshop is notorious for changing that, but we do expect that they will try to adhere to it. So getting back to close combat, as I mentioned, every single combat will be worked out in completion on its own. So if you have combat A between your Chaos Knights and my Black Guard, right, and we're doing battle, we do that battle first. We fight, we figure out the results and everything, see who wins and whatnot, and then you go to the next combat. It could be your Marauders versus my, I don't know, Whites or whatever. They fight, do the next thing. Then we go to the next one. So you resolve each one, and how this changes things, especially with the new fleeing rules, are that you could have combat A worked out, and then say, I win. So your unit flees. Well, they could end up fleeing and going into another combat. Or if I overrun, I could overrun into another combat. Thing to remember with that is you are only able to have 2 combats per unit per turn. So keep that in mind when you're declaring your charges and when you're setting things up, and also in the order that you work out the combats. I had mentioned before that any unit that rolls a double one, which is Snake Eyes, will always pass their break test. And here's a new one. No unit can lap around. You can't, you know, after you do combat, say, well, I'm going to move an extra guy here, an extra guy there. No, you can't do it. You have to no longer do that, basically. So there will be some new tactics involved with that. And, of course, there are going to be some new army books. We have it on good authority from warseer.com. What this will be, and according to them, as we know, that the Dwarf Army Book, the new one, is already out. It is considered compatible for 7th edition. It is the 3rd book out, and, well, the 3rd one out from 6th edition, rather. We also know that coming this autumn is a new Greenskin Army Book. It was the 2nd one out in 6th edition. And following the Greenskin Army Book, the Orcs and Goblins, will be Empire. They're not going to be coming out until the second quarter 2007. And they were the very, very first Army Book to come out for 6th edition. So we can see that Games Workshop is mixing things up a little bit. And it actually makes sense that Dwarfs and Orcs and Goblins would be the first ones to come out for 7th edition. If you look at it, you see that the Battle for Skull Pass is between Dwarfs and the Orcs and Goblins. They've kind of taken the cue from 40K when they did Battle for Macragge, which was Tyranids versus Ultramarines. So they had, you know, a new Space Marine book coming out and a new Tyranid book coming out. Now, with the Fantasy, we know of 2 more army books that will be coming out. Fourth quarter of 07 will be the Vampire Counts book. And that's particularly interesting to me because I am a Vampire Counts player. I have a lot of different armies, but I mainly play Vampire Counts. And following them sometime in 2008 are the Dark Elves. Now, one thing to keep in mind about the Dark Elves is that they may not actually be coming out sometime in 2008 because they might trade places with the Skaven. And I think a lot of that kind of depends on the market and consumer requirements. You know, if you are someone who plays Skaven, you get a lot of friends playing Skaven, and they get a lot of friends playing Skaven, and they have a lot of friends playing Skaven, and Games Workshop finds out about this because, of course, they're going to find out. They know who they're selling books to and who they're selling stuff to. They're going to say, well, Dark Elves isn't selling so great. Why don't we put Skaven next? I don't know. Why don't we? Let's do it. So that's what they're going to be seeing in, you know, the hallowed halls of GW HQ. So that may or may not happen. But keep your eye out for that, and we will too. I want to move on a little bit and just talk about a couple other things. I want to mention that we will be having another podcast on Sunday. As I mentioned, it's going to be a duo cast with Angron. And I may not have mentioned, but he's from the UK. I've known him for a while. He's also the owner of WarVault.net. You can read a little bit more about him on our show notes. We are now drawing to a close with that podcast. Today we covered a lot of ground. You can find more information in our show notes. I want to make sure that I mention, in addition, two more quick little things. If you check out our link to warseer.com, you will see some models, new dwarf models, and you also see some pictures of models that should be coming out in the new starter set for goblins. And they're going to be the Goblin Spider Riders. They came back by big demand. People were very upset that there were no Spider Riders last time. So if you keep your eye on both of those, you will see that what the new models are. You see a lot of new pictures. I want to say that it has been a joy talking tonight. I know it seems that this has been a short cast, and it has. It's one of our shortest ones to date. I hope you feel that I haven't gone over things too quickly. I want to remind you that, as always, we have an ongoing game where you get to count how many times I say "ah" in a cast. And the first person who contacts me with their number, who is the closest to the actual number, will get a prize. We've already awarded one prize. We'll be awarding prizes for each show that we do this in, so please get back to us on that. As always, we live or die by your feedback. So please, get in touch with us. We want to hear from you. We want to know you're listening. We want to know that you care. We want to know what you like, what you don't like. I was talking to one person the other day, and he said, "You know, John, you're a little pedantic. You need to liven things up a little bit. Get some more jokes. Make it a little more informal. You're a little too strict and uptight." And I said, "Okay. We'll give it a try, and we'll see what happens." I agree. I'm a little uptight and reserved, and for that I do apologize. But I do strongly believe that when you start listening to our cast with Ingrown, that you will see that he and I will play nicely off to each other, and that it will make for a far superior cast. Additionally, I want to remind you that you can find my contact information in our show notes, but that they are email and instant messenger. I use AOL Instant Messenger. You can email me at jreinhart@gmail.com, or you can talk to me on AOL Instant Messenger. My nickname is CW Forums. Additionally, we have a new contact information. It is Skype. Skype allows you to talk literally like I'm talking to you online instead of typing and whatnot. My Skype name is CW Forums. That's a new thing I instituted. Feel free to give me a buzz. Add me to your buddy list. I'm here. I can talk to you. Let me know what you think. If you have ideas for the show, whatever. Or you just want to chat about what you did yesterday. It's all good to me. So, once again, thank you for listening. I want to remind you, all our information, show notes, links, and everything are on our website. It is wargamingforums.com. Our next cast will be Sunday, August 27th, 2006. That's this Sunday. It'll be a duo cast with Ingron. And stay tuned for a guest co-host in the near future. He will be a semi-regular guest host. Thank you very much. I hope you had a great day. I had a lot of fun talking to you. I hope you had fun listening. And good night.